Well, greetings, sports fans. This is episode number 3 of Business Opportunities, my latest venture into podcasting. In episode 1, we learned about the possible commercial potential of the Ant Hammer, a very low-tech solution to the problem of fire ant eradication here in the southeastern U.S. In episode number 2, we discussed, what the hell did we discuss in episode number 2? It was a business opportunity. My, I forget. It'll come to me later. But here in episode number 3, we're going to discuss a business opportunity that I think has merit. And, you know, the essential components of business opportunities are sketchy ideas that have plausible merit, you know. Business opportunity, yeah, man. With a libertarian kind of flavor. You know, sort of a what if, what could be done if you didn't have to worry about regulation? You know, what could be done if pleasing a bureaucratic oligarchy wasn't a required part of the plan? You know, what could be done if we were unfettered and free as God had born us and placed us on this planet if we were fortunate enough to be in the United States of America? What if? So, business opportunity number 3. And I've discussed this with some of my friends around our weekly pit fire, and everybody agrees that it would be fun, but it's totally impossible to do. And what I'm talking about is pirate tours off the east coast of Africa. Pirate tours. Now, let's think about what that could possibly mean when you hear that phrase, pirate tour. What the hell could you be talking about? Is that a cruise ship where everybody on board gets to act like a pirate? Like, you know, you load up in Miami and you sail through the Caribbean, sacking and pillaging every town you encounter for 7 days and then back to Miami. That could be a plausible pirate tour. I believe that the impediments to making that happen would be insurmountable. But, you know, my idea is that we rent a cruise ship, one of the many that are standing idle right now because of the worldwide recession and the lack of discretionary funding, so that people can waste $14,000, $15,000, $3,000 on a 4-day, 3-night cruise at some distant location somewhere on this globe. Money ain't there, baby. You can't go, you know. So we've got a bunch of idle boats sitting around. And yet it seems that we have a bunch of very active sailors who love the coast of Somalia in eastern Africa. Been hijacking boats left and right, committing piracy. To their credit, I have to say, they haven't killed that many people so far, although it appears that the French Navy managed to kill one hostage while they were freeing the other four this week. The U.S. Navy has a slightly better scorecard, popped 3 of the terrorists that were holding an American captain of an American flag vehicle as a result of attempted piracy. Okay, so, you know, a lot of global attention focused on that part of the world these days. So here we have the entrepreneurial spirit in action in a libertarian kind of way. You know, we have pirates off the coast of Africa. We have cruise ships sitting idle because of the worldwide recession, depression, whatever you want to call it. Would it be possible to charter one of those high-end cruise vehicles? I mean, some, you know, a big motherfucker, something with powerful motors, comfortable cabins, able to carry at least 3,000 people. You know, I don't know if that's a large cruise ship or a medium-sized cruise ship, but who knows? You know, I've never been on a cruise. Don't have the money for that kind of ship myself. Love to go on a cruise, you know, but the economy has kind of turned south and cash flow is kind of tight. So we're putting off any concepts, ideas, or aspirations to become one of the cruising sets. However, I will tell you this. You live in America, and I can guarantee you that there's at least 2,000 son of bitches out there with some disposable income and some 308 rifles that might sign on to the idea of, hey, you mean I get to go on a cruise for 7 days, and anybody in a small boat that comes near my cruise ship, I can blaze away with reckless abandonment? I can attempt to sink their small craft if they're stupid enough to come within, 800 meters of the boat I'm on. And it's like a free fire zone, man. It's like, you know, it's like a vacation, dude. I mean, You got all the comforts of three hots and a cot, and you got people's bud. Bring along the Remington 700. Bring along 600 rounds of 308 AP. Because, you know, you're trying to sink small boats, you know. If you hit a motherfucker in the process, well, that's just part of the cruise. But now imagine this, you know, it's now let's put on our imagination glasses and let's imagine this. You know, you're day three of the pirate cruise. Been a slow slog up and down the coast, man. You've been skirting inside 15 miles, man. Fuck, you're showing the flag. You're goddamn, hey, bring your pirate ass out here and see if you can fucking take a chunk of my ass. Come on, come on, come on. I double dog dare you. Come on out. You know, you're getting in tight on the coastline. You're seeing the sights. You know, you're not doing any port calls. And because every port on the east coast of Africa is a den and haven for pirates, that, you know, that might be a special cruise later on. But for the first cruise, you know, the idea is just to cruise along the western coast and see if you can entice two or three pirate attacks. I mean, you might get lucky in a seven-day cruise. Maybe you got four attempts, maybe five attempts. You know, so what you're paying for is the adrenaline rush of the moment when the klaxon sounds. You know, it's fucking 10:37 on Thursday night, and it's been a couple of dull days. You know, you just finished a sumptuous meal and belted back a couple of cocktails in the bar because, hey, you know, your duty watch is over. There's other guys on duty right now that cannot consume alcohol because they're on pirate watch, you know, and then lo and behold, the klaxon rings, we've sighted one. It may or may not be a pirate. We don't know. Radar shows a small boat approximately 4,000 meters to our southeast. So, captain, being the captain of the pirate cruise, after identification of a possible target, immediately turns the vessel on a hard starboard, heels that bitch over 15 degrees horizontal. Man, through the deck plates, you feel the hum of those gas turbines as they pick it up, baby. We're going from a slow cruise at 12 knots to max acceleration at 27, Jack. Shit skittering and sliding across the floor, the horns going, baruga, 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 baruga. And every able-bodied man, Jack, on the tour is racing pell-mell down the corridors and the hallways and up the ladders to their staterooms, where they will retrieve the weapons they brought for this cruise. I see a host of Remington Model 700s, Winchester Model 70s, Springfield M1As, all legitimate sporting arms here in the United States of America, all firing .308 and all equipped with armor-piercing ammunition so that you can be sure to pierce the steel hull of that boat or the fiberglass hull or whatever kind of fucking hull it's got. You want holes in the waterline, baby. You want that fucking thing sinking, settling, slow. You know, anybody with a lick of sense has jumped off by now. So the captain heels the boat down, you know, after a full throttle acceleration and turn, closes the gap to roughly 2,000 meters with the radar revealed target. You know, by now, if it's a legitimate fishing boat, some bitches are jumping left and right because that big white cruise liner bearing down on us with all its searchlights focused on us is loaded to the gills with a bunch of trigger-happy Americans who came out on a pirate cruise. And by God, they're not part of the government. They're not law enforcement. They're trigger-happy Americans, armed with extremely accurate .308 rifles. And you know, if I was a cruise operator, I'd make sure there were some Barrett 50s available for rent. 10-round box mags. I mean, being entrepreneurial, libertarian, ruthlessly exploiting the moment. Well, hey, what's up? You bear down on the boat. You shoot the shit out of it. You sink it. It goes to the bottom, you know. Anybody bobbing in the water, put on a lifeboat, pick them up. They're not a problem, take them home. If they're a problem, put them in the damn brig. You know, if it turns out they were fucking pirates, they were fucking pirates. You got a few. All right. Pirate cruise, man. Pirate cruise. That's the topic for business opportunities. Number three. And this episode was done on 12 April. Hey, 3 days until 3 days to the tea party here in Atlanta. I'll be down there. I really sincerely hope that hundreds of thousands of people do show up for this event, but I do not think it will happen. You know, hopefully the weather will be good in mid-April. It's end of tax serfdom day. You know, we've worked every fucking day this month, every day this year so far, just to pay the government. You know, a third of the year is gone. We're 4 months into things, dudes. Almost five. Almost half. Almost half your life is spent making money to give to the freaking government. Now, that's another topic. And it certainly isn't a business opportunity. But pirate cruises. I think the idea has value. Episode number 3. Good night. And God bless.